Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1626, My Most Romantic Moments with Myself, by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for starting your week with us here on ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, ready to kick you off this week with a post from Veronica Tugaleva and her thoughts on self-love, self-care, and how allowing herself these things has led to some pretty profound moments all by herself. It's a really beautiful post that I'm happy to share. So let's jump in now and start optimizing your life. My Most Romantic Moments with Myself, by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. A few months ago, I went to Cuba with my parents and a few of their friends. One afternoon, everyone decided to go on a day trip, while I chose to stay behind. I needed some alone time. After a long and satisfying workout, I went for a walk along the beach. Within 5 minutes, I had passed the laughing voices and lounge chairs. After a half hour or so, I came across a rocky, two-story high boulder covered in sand and various tropical shrubs. With a little effort and a few scrapes on my hands, I climbed to the top. From there, I could see miles of beach in both directions. I could smell the ocean salt and feel the breeze on my cheeks. Just then, I got a strong urge to do tree pose on top of that rock. Stock photos make it look so easy. It wasn't. First of all, it was hard to find a flat space for my foot, and second, my brain thought it would be considerate to show me what I'd look like after tumbling down the jagged rock, breaking every bone on the way down. But still, I did it. I stood there. I teetered off balance. I laughed. I tried again. I breathed. I switched legs. I looked in the other direction. I smiled at the sun. In that moment, a powerful feeling of love wrapped its arms around me. I thought, what a romantic moment. Later on, when my parents' friend asked me how my evening was, I said I had a very romantic time. He asked, romantic with who? With myself, I answered. He laughed. By yourself? Now, that's something I've never heard before. I can see why it sounded strange. Romance is something we do with other people, right? But at the end of the day, romance is just a word we use to describe experiences of love, mystery, and excitement. And the more I've walked the path of self-discovery, the more I've had those experiences alone. This might not sound terribly exciting to a person who craves romance from a partner. Wouldn't these lonely moments be feeble and inadequate compared to real love? Strangely enough, my solitary romantic experiences have been just as fulfilling and mind-blowing as the ones I've had with my partners, if not better. Maybe it's because I get to experience being the giver and the receiver of a romantic gesture. Maybe it's because I've been through so much horror with myself that each loving moment feels like an accomplishment. Or maybe it's just because I know myself better than anyone else does. So when I give myself what I think I deserve, it feels more real. Since that top-of-the-boulder evening in Cuba, I've been remembering other solo romantic moments in my life. I remember the first time I ever held myself while I cried. I rocked myself. I said, it'll be okay. I love you. I'm here. When I realized that I rushed through the meals I made for myself as opposed to how careful I was when cooking for others, I started cooking for myself slowly, with care. I remember the first day I slowed down. I still remember the smile on my face when I was eating that sandwich. The moments I've looked into my eyes in the mirror and reminded myself that I'm beautiful and strong. The moments I've looked into my tear-soaked red eyes in the mirror and said, it's okay if he doesn't understand. I understand. I'm here. I still love you. The first time I wrote a loving letter to myself. I can't express how safe I felt in my own skin at that moment. I decided to share that letter in the second last chapter of The Art of Talking to Yourself. Every time I read it, I still tear up. It was hard to record this part for the audiobook, that's for sure. All the nights I've taken myself out and danced the night away, feeling not only happy about being alone, but also happy for all the people around me who were together. Taking myself out to art gallery receptions and having silent discussions with myself. The time I went for a long walk on the beach in Costa Rica and caught a mesmerizing purple sunset. Having no camera to capture the moment made it so much more magical. The day I finished writing The Art of Talking to Yourself, rushed to a yoga class, and spent the last half hour crying from the bottom of my soul, thanking myself for putting 4 years into creating and birthing the words I needed to say. There have been so many of these moments. While it seems like most of them have happened in the last 5 years, I wonder if there were good days before that, even when I was knee-deep in self-loathing. Maybe I just don't remember them. I can so easily remember my most romantic moments with Jamie. I can remember such moments with my exes, not only because I've historically believed that those moments were more important, but also because I've bothered to keep track of them. In each of my relationships, there have been scrapbooks, photo albums, memory boxes. Yet, I've been in a relationship with myself for almost 3 decades, and this post is the first time I've made a list of my romantic moments with myself. I'm sure I could blame all of this on our society, or my upbringing, or Disney movies. But instead, I'm choosing to focus on the beauty of this new way to celebrate my journey. From now on, I'll be commemorating my little moments of self-romance so I can remember them later, so I can thank myself, so I can feel appreciated. It's what I would do for any other person I care about. You just listened to the post titled, My Most Romantic Moments with Myself, by Veronica Tugaleva of veronica.org. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a very romantic read from Veronica today, which we thank her for. It's pretty clear that not only does she have such a nice way with words, but also a really nice way of looking after herself. Some really interesting points today about how we show love to others, but not to ourselves, which is something that I know it comes up often, but we really can't acknowledge and contemplate it enough. Perhaps the most evident way, or the way that we're most familiar with, is our tendency to be more patient and more encouraging with our friends than we are with ourselves. A lot of us have a long way to go when it comes to this version of equality, and luckily, we have work like Veronica's to help us out. And, we might also start by asking ourselves, who could I have been at this point had I showed myself the same kindness and compassion that I've shown those who I care about most? Spend some time with that question and let me know what you come up with. It's time to get going for now, though, everyone. As always, I thank you for coming and showing your support today. Thank you so much for listening until the end as well. And do be sure to come on back tomorrow for another post. That's where your optimal life awaits.